It's been nearly 2 years since George Floyd was killed after being handcuffed by a police officer and pinned to the ground with the officer's knee. The video that captured the murder sparked worldwide protests, and it inspired a major new choral work. It's called A Knee on the Neck. NPR's Olivia Hampton attended the premiere outside of Washington, D.C. and has this report.
Has you ever seen a knee?
Librettist Herbert Martin had such a strong reaction to the video that he wrote the words to this piece within a week of Floyd's murder. It's a 700-word meditation on the racism in America's justice system. And it begins with something the 89-year-old remembers all too well from his childhood in Alabama, the talk his mother gave to help him avoid any run-ins with police.
If you sent me to town, you were supposed to be as orderly as you could be and not cause any trouble.
He calls this the Black Mother's Commandment.
And not break any laws that you knew about and any laws that were unwritten that you had never heard about.
To me, that's a very strong beginning.
That's composer Adolphus Hailstork. He's been working with Martin for 30 years on lyrical pieces about Black history.
I have a big orchestra build up. And then suddenly the mezzo-soprano comes in with, "This is my commandment." You should obey it. You were born dark. On the other side of the sun, on the other side are laws that govern white men and their attitudes. Those laws and attitudes will not consider you in any way.
Hailstork's score features an opening sequence that evokes bustling Minneapolis. African drumming and Black spirituals nod to Floyd's heritage, and a vocal passage recalls his last words, "I can't breathe." For its premiere, A Knee on the Neck was performed by the National Philharmonic, 3 soloists, and 135 singers from 3 different choruses. Hailstork says he had to go big.
We're talking about the taking of a life and then taking of many lives. There's a spot in the text that Herb says there's a virus going around that's killing people. The virus is the virus of hate. It's a very dramatic score because he gave me a dramatic piece of writing.
In the closing section of the Requiem, Martin writes, "We shall abide together to sing a worthy song, for the road is harsh and long. Our feet are tired, but our will is strong." Herbert Martin and Adolphus Hailstork hope this work will preserve the memory of George Floyd and so many others who lost their lives to police brutality.
It's important that you hang on to the memory of those things so you don't repeat these incidents over and over and over again.
We do hope that people who hear the piece can be touched by it. My hope is that they're moved to making a more perfect union, because that's what we really need.
Olivia Hampton, NPR News.